Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community.
All right, we got a straight line now. We're getting a little crooked. You know you're in a straight line when you see the head directly in front of you. And y'all young kings and queens, y'all know how we do. Image and attitude means what?
Everything.
All right, let's walk.
That's Dante Wilson. He's the founder of Reclaiming Our Children and Community Project. He's leading a line of elementary school students down the street on a hot Baltimore afternoon. The double line of around 40 children marches past drug corners and expensive construction projects alike. He goes to two different schools every single day to pick these children up.
What's happening, in my opinion, and why I started Reclaiming Our Children Community Project, is that when I look at the community, I see zombies. They're walking dead. And it's a mental, it's a spiritual sense when I say that, you know. I feel as though a lot of people play with the word dysfunctional, so I'm not talking about anyone when I say dysfunctional. When I say dysfunctional, I'm talking about any type of living that is so unhealthy that it prevents you from being successful. That's what I mean when I say dysfunctional. And what has happened in this community is that individual has been operating in a dysfunctional environment for generations. And because it's happened like that for generations, we think it's functional. So we have to debunk that. So we have to re-educate. So, and we reclaim them. We talk to them, communicate. If you empower them, strengthen them, and things of that nature, they begin to change all these things around.
On the third floor of the building that houses the program, the children circle around an overworked air conditioner and read the 9 guiding principles of the program.
Number 3, I strive to give others respect because I want to be respected by others. Number 4, I strive to talk calmly because I want others to talk calmly to me. Number 5, I strive to help others because I may also need help at times. Number 6, I will not point fingers or shift blame, instead I'll be responsible for my actions. Number 7, I will dig first before reacting to any concerns and then weigh my options. Number 8, immature attitude means what?
Everything!
Number 9, I will strive to bring solutions to problems in my household, community, and school, or keep my mouth closed because I'm part of the problem. Until next time, we're here. What type of day?
Suburban Day!
Every day, Dante finds out which children did not have superior days because of fights or other disruptions in school. Over the hum of the air conditioner, he helps them see the mistakes they made. One girl tells him about a fight she got into with a classmate over who had the right answer to a math problem.
If I look outside, I say, that sky orange. You be like, nah, Mr. Dante, that sky blue. I be like, nah, that sky is orange. You like, nah, Mr. Dante, that sky blue. Do it make sense to go back and forth with me if I believe that sky is orange? So I don't know what the answer was. I don't know if the answer was 2 or 4. Because to the teacher, that's a disruption.
Dante will continue to do this every single day with almost no funding, almost entirely out of his own pocket. He does it because he loves these children and wants to help them survive. He knows the odds they face every day and is desperate to see them beat those odds. We'll hear more from these kids next week. Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips through a grant from OSI Baltimore, investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems with audacious thinking for lasting change. On the web at osi-baltimore.org. To hear more of these stories, visit us on the web at centerforemergingmedia.com or email us at justwords@wypr.org. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.